You tell me something about that.
Well, see, I wasn't even born then. Well, let's see. Well, Lyra and we all four were born right there in the house. But I've heard Mama talk about it, but they just had a couple of men or something like that, I think, to help.
I wondered if that was a real popular design. I mean, there's not too many houses that are built like that.
I don't know. I can't remember much about that. But it's a front porch and a side porch. And we always had a swing in that side porch. And it was so nice. And upstairs, there's three nice big rooms and a big closet and a nice hall. And downstairs, I don't know what that front room, I don't know what they use for that, but there's a nice bedroom downstairs and a dining room and a kitchen. But we had a back porch with a kitchen and dining room in.
I guess you just about lived out there in the summertime.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And pecan trees and pear trees, fruit trees, you know. But they're just about all gone. Some of the pecan trees are still there. But we used to have the nicest pecans I've ever seen. We'd come from school evenings and go out and pick them up and sit down on the grass and crack pecans. Dad had horses, and we had to have them, you know, to pull the surrey and all that stuff. I can see him walking down that path, great wide path, and it went way back in the woods. He walked a many mile back there, see what the fellas were doing, you know.
What was farming like back then?
Well, it was good. I mean, he had some good hands, you know, that did his. He couldn't do much of it, and but he stayed on them, and he did. I reckon just as no, not as good as somebody like. The man you were just talking about. Well, Daddy just wasn't able to do as much as some of them did. Well, I think he did a lot.
Had to have been really hard work.
Mm-hmm.
Did you have a lot of mosquitoes out there too?
We did. Yes, we had them. Because I can remember. Mom and Daddy always wanted to sit on the front porch after dark, and I couldn't wait to get back in. I'm not because of the mosquitoes, but I just didn't want to be out there. And, but yeah, we used to have mosquitoes. And snow, I think it's the funniest thing. We used to have a lot of snow, and it would, I know when it's been that deep.
But that's what, about 5? No, about 2-3 foot. Mm-hmm. You're talking about?
Maybe it was where it was blown.
Uh-huh.
You know,
drifts.
Drifted. And what was that called? Passage was way out in the big yard. And the snow, it was snow, and the wind would blow it. And that's where I got that height. But it would be deep. Not like it does here. We don't have any here. Don't mind anything.
You know, I often think about the changes over the years. You ride down the road this time of the year and you see all these pumpkins sitting out there for sale. And back when I was growing up, you hardly ever bought a pumpkin. Mm-hmm. I mean, not like people do today. What was it like for you at Halloween time, say, or Thanksgiving?
Oh, I can't remember. All I remember is Christmas.
Well, describe Christmas.
Oh, Christmas was, it was a happy time. When we were out of Virginia and myself were growing up, we were just in elementary school and the other two sisters were off teaching, and we could hardly wait for time to come, you know, for them to come home. And they were hiding presents from us, you know. And I can remember one night, we'd always have to read 'Twas the Night Before Christmas. I don't care what happened, we had to sit down on the sofa and read that. And we'd get tickled and giggled, you know. And so one night, one Christmas Eve night, we said, we got a pencil and a paper, and we said, let's write down what we want Santa Claus to bring us. There it was, Santa Claus time, you know, it's time for him to come. And so we did. We filled out a long list, and we didn't get the first thing. We didn't get anything that we had asked for. We were thrilled to death because we got a doll every time and something in a way. Well, we got a plenty. I've often thought about that one. Our two other sisters wanted Mama to tell us who Santa Claus was, no, and Mama wouldn't do it. I think we were in high school before she ever told us.